The U.S. Senate voted on dozens of confirmations this week, but Brownback's nomination to join the Trump State Department wasn't on the list. Democrats, who don't like Brownback's record on reproductive and LGBT rights, want more than a simple voice vote. Republican Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker's office says he's talked to Democrats about getting every senator's vote on the record, and that could happen in early January. Brownback's spokeswoman says that information hasn't reached the governor's office yet. An early January confirmation could still allow Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier to take the reins in time for the annual State of the State address and the start of the legislative session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.